Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Any ball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
And we start the Splash for Friday, May 7th. Tonight, the penultimate home game of the regular season for the Phoenix Suns as they host the New York Knicks in downtown Phoenix. Suns coming off their biggest loss of the season, a 135-103 blowout at the hands of the Atlanta Hawks on Wednesday. But they're still 47-19, good for second place in the Western Conference, one game behind Utah. Knicks are 37-29. They're in fourth place in the East and a game ahead of Atlanta to stay in that fourth spot. These two teams, of course, met less than 2 weeks ago in New York, a game the Suns won 118-110, fueled by Chris Paul's 6 points over the last minute and a half of the fourth quarter. Tonight's game gets underway at 7 o'clock. Pre-game coverage hits the air at 6:30 here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports
Station. Big game. Big game. All of these games are big games, but you can see what's happening in the Western Conference. And the playoff field is starting to kind of crystallize just a little bit.
Yeah, although it's one of, I think, three big games in the Western Conference on the schedule for tonight. Now, the Knicks not being a Western Conference team, but certainly playing against one. Denver plays Utah tonight. So if the Suns can win and Denver can knock off Utah, Phoenix would be back into first place in the West by virtue of the tiebreaker. Then you got the Lakers and the Trailblazers playing tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Those two teams with identical records. The Lakers get blown out last night by the Clippers, 118-94. Paul George had 24 points to lead the Clippers. They're 2.5 games behind the Suns entering tonight's play. Anthony Davis of the Lakers bumped into the scorer's table in the first quarter and was immediately shut down for the rest of the game with what the team called back spasms. Dallas handed Brooklyn its fourth straight loss. The Nets are now 2.5 games behind Philly for the top spot in the East, and another triple-double for Russell Westbrook, 13 points, 17 rebounds, 17 assists. Wizards beat Toronto in overtime, 131-129. But, Anthony Davis says he expects to play tonight against Portland. They're all out of sorts. Bill Plaschke pointed this out in the LA Times in his column. They're even out of sorts when Anthony Davis has been on the court recently. Mm-hmm. It looked like he twisted his ankle.
I read the team, what you said about back spasms, and I also read an amended report that he re-injured an ankle, that he tweaked an ankle last night. Yeah. So I don't know what it is, but Lakers are in some trouble.
They should just put him in a glass case until the playoffs.
I know. It's collectively, it's just such a bad look. All these games missed.
Imagine being like an elite athlete, 6'11", 260 pounds, and just being floored by everything.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of what's happening. Yeah, but what you're saying here is it's very, very possible, maybe even probable, that the Lakers fall to the seventh seed by themselves this evening. That puts them in jeopardy. That puts them in the play-in format. And by the way, Vince Murata can explain the play-in format very succinctly.
Oh, I listened to Charles Barkley last night on TNT. So I got Chuck nailed it, so I got it down. The losers play here.
Do it as Chuck.
The losers are here. The mini losers are over here. These play each other. It was quality television.
Uh-huh.
Seven plays eight. Winner gets the seven seed.
Mm-hmm.
Nine plays ten. Loser's out. Winner plays the loser of the 7-8.
Right.
There you go.
That's good. Very succinctly put.
I had to read that a million times to get that. But Madison Bumgarner was awesome once again last night. That's the good news. The bad news is the D-backs' bats stayed cold in a 3-1 loss to the Miami Marlins. Bumgarner allowed a leadoff homer to Miguel Rojas and then retired 17 straight Miami hitters before being pulled after six innings in a 1-1 game. Then the bullpen faltered again. J.B. Bukauskas came in, gave up two runs in the seventh. That proved to be the difference in the game. D-backs managed five hits in the loss, and in the three-game sweep in Miami, they hit 188 as a team and scored a total of four runs.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, I read a stat in Nick Pecoro's game story about how bad they were with runners in scoring position, and that'll get you.
Every time.
It'll get you. But the bullpen, once again, Madison Bumgarner comes out of the game yesterday, and boom, game's over.
Yeah. And the pitch count wasn't exorbitant?
No. He got hit on the wrist on a line drive mm-hmm. that came back up the box, and so he was coming up to bat, and I think Torrey Lovello wanted to avoid that because we saw it happen to Zach Gallen hitting mm-hmm. while injured. So,
yeah, that's what we need, more pitching injuries yeah. while hitting. D-backs on to New York to start a three-game series against the Mets at Citi Field. Zach Gallen on the mound for Arizona. Going up against Mets lefty David Peterson. First pitch, 4:10. Pregame coverage starts at 3:30 over on ESPN, 6:20 a.m. Coyotes playing out the string of the 2021 season. Back-to-back road games in San Jose against the Sharks starting tonight. They'll get underway at 7:30. That'll be on Bally Sports Arizona Plus. Remy Martin made it official yesterday after some speculation that he was toying with the idea of returning to ASU for a fifth season. The guard released a video message announcing he is pursuing his NBA dreams, and he thanked many people over the course of his four-year career at ASU. Martin was a three-time All-Pac-12 performer, won the conference's Sixth Man of the Year award as a freshman in 2018, then finishes with 1,754 career points, good for sixth place on ASU's all-time list. Mm. And I'll say this.
All right.
A fun player to watch play. There was some periods during his career where you just wondered, what's going on with Remy Martin? But,
yeah.
Man, the guy was entertaining.
He's a good Sun Devil.
Yeah, very good Sun Devil. And Phoenix Rising FC on the home pitch in the East Valley tomorrow night against Oakland Roots SC at 7:30. That game will be audio streamed live on ArizonaSports.com.